Are you ready to expand your life in reality? Join us for the next hour with Jamie Bates as she shares life-changing thoughts, techniques, and awarenesses to help you expand your reality. Listen every Wednesday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Hello and welcome. I am Jamie Bates, consciousness facilitator and expander of realities. My mission with my radio show is to create greater awareness of what is possible and to expand you beyond the limitations of this reality. I am grateful that you're joining me today. Today is a very icy, yucky day here in Michigan. So I hope wherever you are in the world, maybe you have some warmth, some sunshine, some something. We have about, I don't even know, probably 2 inches of ice outside. It's like a roller skating rink everywhere. Michigan has been closed for quite some time. We've had so much yucky weather lately. So I hope wherever you are, you have some sunshine and some blue skies. It's pretty hazy and dark out there right now for us. So today I have a special show for you. Today I'm going to be talking about how your thoughts create your reality. Now, I know this is a crazy thought if you've never heard of it before. And if you have, you may not fully understand how this concept works. So today I'm going to do my best to try to explain to you how your thoughts create your reality and what you can do to shift those thoughts so you no longer have to loop in the ones that you don't want to. How cool is that? It is possible to truly change your reality by changing the thoughts that you're having. And so today we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how these thoughts create your reality and really why it's not your fault. You know, I think we function this place where it's like it's hard to grasp this concept because we don't quite understand, you know, how we made it to where we're at today and how our current thoughts are creating our reality. But this goes way so far back. It's not your fault where you're at right now. It's not really a product of your own thoughts. It's the thoughts that you're recycling that you have as storage points. So today we're going to go over that. So before we get started, before we dive in, let's go ahead and expand out. Now, if you don't know expanding, if this is your first time expanding, basically you're just going to listen to the sound of my voice, because what we're going to do is we're going to expand your being, not your body. So you have a body, right? We all have a body. If you're listening to this, you probably have a body, and then you have a being, right? And your body is within your being. So we're going to expand out your being, give you some more space, give you some more availability to really process through this information and really get into the place where we can really truly make change in your being. So let's go ahead and take some nice deep breaths and let's put your barriers down, your barriers down. Your barriers down, your barriers down, your barriers down. And let's go ahead and expand out. So make yourself as big as the state that you're in. You're going to go all the way out and all the way down and all the way up. Remember just expanding out your being and go ahead and make yourself as big as the country that you're in, all the way out and all the way down and all the way up. And go ahead and go out as big as the planet that we're on. Bigger, faster, bigger, faster, bigger, faster, bigger, faster. Becoming one with everyone and everything. And go ahead and expand out as big as the universe. And the multiverse, multiple universes. And times that by a million, times that by a million, times that by a million, times that by a million. Yeah, and settle all the way down right into the infinite space that you be as the infinite being that you be. Yeah, and just really kind of feel that, that relaxation feeling. It's like when you get all the way out and expand it as large as you possibly can, there is quite a feeling of space, really. It's like there's a certain area where you can feel the relaxation come over your body. So if you're not feeling that yet, keep expanding. You're probably not expanded out is big enough yet. That's common. I'll have people tell me, oh, I've been expanding for the last month and I don't really feel anything. And that's really truly because you're not expanded out as far as you possibly could go. And so a lot of times what will help with that is if you really can think about the universe, right, and how big the actual universe is. And if you really look at, like, you're essentially, if we look at timesing that by a million, that's like a way bigger number than you can probably even process. Well, a way bigger space, I should say, than you can even process. Yeah. And just keep going. Just like keep timesing that by a million. And it's like all of a sudden you're going to feel that relaxation feeling. And it's not necessarily really a visual thing. It's really more of a feeling across your body. Yeah, nice deep breaths. Because your being is way bigger than we could ever actually truly process. The amount of space that we are capable of creating for ourselves is way greater than I feel like our small beings could ever comprehend. So really giving yourself that space. Awesome. So today we're going to dive into how your thoughts create your reality. I've been talking about this a lot lately, so I figured today I was going to address it on my show. I've been having lots of conversations about this, and this is one of those things for me that when I truly got how my thoughts were creating my reality and how much of those thoughts, it's not a conscious thing. It's not a conscious thought process. It's really that we're really recycling the energy off of the current viewpoints that were already stored in our energy space and consciousness. So let me explain. So basically how this works is it's kind of like the infinite being that you be, the energy, space, and consciousness of you. I like to kind of look at it like it's kind of like a garden, right? So in your garden, you have everything that has ever been planted there in your garden. So we all can picture a garden, right? We all know what a garden is. And within that garden is everything that you ever planted. It's everything that has ever been thought, has been agreed with, everything that you've ever learned in every single lifetime you've ever been is planted within your garden. So now one of the things that I'm very aware of is when we're born onto our parents, right? When we're born, we come out, we look at what our parents have stored in their energy, space, and consciousness, and we store a lot of the same energy, space, and consciousness, because it's kind of like looking at that garden and thinking, okay, so, you know, my mom has this big patch of guilt. She must really think that, you know, guilt is very important, right? Because she has so much energy that is taking up space of guilt. Now, as an infinite being, we don't really have the ability to process what's good and bad, right and wrong for ourselves. It's all just energy. Okay, so our being is that garden, okay? And our being goes, okay, well, there's a lot of this stored here, so I'm going to store a patch of that, right? I'm going to store a patch of this. Every time you solidify that patch in any way, shape, or form, every time you ever, like, so if we look at the, like, a big patch of guilt, right? So let's say we're born onto our parents and our mom has this big, huge, you know, patch of guilt. She feels guilty about everything, about existence she feels guilty about. Now, more than likely, it's not even her guilt. It's again, it's an energetic programming from her mom and her mom and so on and so on. I mean, we've really been pretty heavily energetically programmed to repeat the same patterns over and over and over and over. Okay, so every time we have an instance that solidifies that feeling. So if we have this big patch of guilt, every time we are around anyone who makes us feel guilty, or we have an experience that makes us feel guilty, or we have maybe a family member who we did something to, and every time we look at them, we feel guilty. Essentially, what we're doing is we're watering that patch of guilt. Okay, so eventually, that patch of guilt just gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And what happens is just like a garden, right? You plant strawberries, you water the strawberries, you weed the strawberries, right? And eventually you have strawberries, right? The universe gives you strawberries, right? Eventually you have this big patch of strawberries when you continually tend to the strawberries. It's the same thing with emotional upset. So if you have this big patch of guilt, every time you re-solidify the guilt, every time you feel guilty, every time you're around someone who makes you feel guilty, every time you have an instance that makes you feel guilty, every time you see a reflection of feeling guilty, right? You're continually watering that patch of guilt. You're continually making that patch bigger and stronger and more and more and more. And so then what happens is because we are an energetic being, and because our garden is our energy space and consciousness, the universe looks at what you have planted in your garden, and the universe aligns you with experiences, people, places, and things that have the equal and opposite energy, because that's like energies attract like energies, right? And you get whatever it is that you're giving. Okay, now I understand that if you have that big patch of guilt, like, it's not fun to function in that big patch of guilt, is it? There's nothing about living your life feeling guilty that has any ring of fun to it at all. And oftentimes it's not just guilt, right? It's every single emotion that we've identified with. The emotions that we grew up in are usually more prominent. And again, like, it's not like, our parents are bad people for, you know, giving us this. It's just exactly the same energy that they were aligned with. And we just have been passing those energies down. We've been energetically implanting the same gardens over and over and over and over. Yeah. So the way that your universe is showing up right now has some to do with your thoughts, right? But it's really more about the energetic implantation and how your current thoughts can actually start shifting and changing that to have a new reality show up for you. And everything that doesn't allow that for you, all of that, 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 everything, all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And so what we're going to do here is, when we do this clearing, it's kind of like, for me, it's kind of like clearing out your garden. It's kind of like tilling it. It's kind of like pulling the weeds. That's what we're going to do, is we're just going to pull those energetic weeds. And all we're going to do is we're just going to vaporize all that energy. So we're just going to vaporize, 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 vaporize. Yeah, nice deep breath, nice deep breath, nice deep breath, nice deep breath. So essentially, your current thoughts are actually watering your current reality, right? They're watering the way that your reality shows up. Now, I remember years ago, probably 15 years ago, when I first heard this term, your point of view creates your reality does not create your point of view. And it really kind of blew my mind for quite some time because I'm like, wait a second, how is that even possible? How is it possible that my point of view is creating my reality? Like, this isn't my point of view, right? This is how my life shows up. This is what happens to me. This is just really what is going on. How do I have any part in that? I just want to give you more space here, more space here, more space here, more space here. What if you did have control? And what if really, really opening your mind to the idea that your point of view does create your reality? Your reality does not create your point of view. What if really looking at the thoughts that you're having right now and about really truly identifying how you can actually release them, change them, shift them, can really actually start allowing your life to show up completely different. And everything that doesn't allow that for you, all of that, 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 all of that. Yeah, just let all that go. Everything, all of that is. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. What if now is the time to give yourself space to change the way you are functioning in this reality? Giving yourself space to change your thoughts and change your reality. I'm just going to implement more of that for you, more of that for you, more of that for you, more of that for you. Yeah, just let that all go right there. And give yourself more space, more space, more space, more space, more space, more space, more space. So where is everywhere you do not have access to your thoughts, ideas, and points of views? Everything, all of that is. Wow, and all of that, 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 all of that. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. Wow, and just let all that go, let all that go, let all that go, let all that go. Where is everywhere you don't have access to your thoughts, ideas, and emotions? Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Everything, all of that is. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. And just let all that go, and just let all that go, and just let all that go, and just let all that go. So what we're doing here is, we are essentially, so when I ask a question, when I'm looking at your garden, your energy space and consciousness, right? And I ask you a question, what that does is it brings up all of the energy that you have stored. So it's kind of like it brings up that whole patch of information, right? That whole strawberry patch, and brings it forward. And when I say, can we just choose to remove all of it from all of the universes, what we're doing is we're essentially, we're rototilling that patch. We're clearing that patch out. We're giving that room for something else. Yeah. So when you look at the way that your life is showing up right now, you look at what's going on, and you look at the thoughts that you're having, if you really can objectively look at what's going on here, you can see how re-solidifying those thoughts continuously, how that is actually creating the way that your universe is showing up. More space, more space, more space, more space, more space, more space, more space. And you know what I think is equally probably the craziest thing about all of that is as I've been doing consciousness work longer and longer and longer, and as I've been helping more and more people really clear out their stuff, right? I get more and more clear about what's going on in my own life. I get more and more clear about what's been going on in my own universe. And it blows my mind sometimes how even when I thought I didn't know what was going on in my life, the reality is I did know. I did have the information. I did know that those thoughts were in my energy, space, and consciousness. I just didn't really know. I just wasn't able, I'm going to say. I wasn't able to access that information. You know, I'm diving in right now, doing a relationship series we just started this week. And I've been recording the audios for that relationship series. And one of the things I've been really looking at is, you know, how our points of view create a reality and how our relationships show up, right? And this particular series is all about finding your ideal match, finding, you know, your twin flame or your cosmic connection or whatever you would like to call that, okay? And so what I'm looking at within that series right now is what points of view we have about relationship and about how those points of view that we have about relationship, the things that we tell ourselves, the roles that we have played and how we continually re-solidify those roles, especially moving forward, especially if, you know, I'm looking at this in the sense of the relationship thing, right? So if you've been a habitual, which I mean, I know there's plenty of us out there. I think I was at one point in my life, and honestly, had I not found consciousness work, I probably would have been a repeat offender again of having a relationship. The relationship doesn't work, right? And then moving on, having another relationship. The relationship doesn't work, right? As I get clearer and clearer, even in this program, as I've been developing these, I've been really looking at for myself how my point of view used to create my reality in relationship and how I really had to get nitty gritty with myself. I really had to get really honest and true about what I was telling the universe about what I wanted my relationship to look like. You know, I talk about this often with the clients that I'm coaching, you know, they're in relationship and it's like, oh, this, you know, my spouse or my significant other makes me so angry when they blah, 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 blah. You know, they tell me the things that are going on. And I often bring them to this place where I'm like, okay, let's look at that for a moment. So when you think about them, what is the first thing that comes up for you? Okay, you're mad at them because they do these things that irritate you, right? So what you're doing is energetically is the strongest signal that you're sending out to them, right? Is let's say you have, you're angry because they don't take the garbage out and they don't take care of their dishes and they don't, you know, wash their laundry, whatever. And what you're doing is you're telling them, don't take the garbage out, don't do the dishes, don't do your laundry. You're not, the energy that you're projecting out to them is not telling them to do those things. The energy and the intensity that you're sending out into the universe is, don't take the garbage out, don't do the laundry, right? Do you feel me? It's like that's one of the things that we have to really start getting clear about is the things we complain about every single day, the things that we hate about our lives are literally the things that we are planting in our garden. Those are the things that we are telling the universe over and over and over and over and over again that we want. Because the universe doesn't go, oh, you're angry because he's not taking out the garbage. The universe goes, oh, you have a lot of intensity on him not taking out the garbage. That must be exactly what you desire. Yeah, and everything all of that is, and everything all of that brings up. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes, and can we just choose that now? Vaporize, 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 vaporize. More space, 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 more space. So I'm looking at this relationship series, and I'm recording it right now, and it's like the more and more and more you realize that the thoughts you have, the thoughts that you're continually projecting out are the thoughts that you create your reality with. The more you allow yourself to absorb that idea, the less resistance you have to it. Everywhere you're resisting and reacting to that thought. Yeah, all the way down, 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 all the way down. Everything, all of that is. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. Nice deep breath. And just let all that go. There is a large amount of unconsciousness on this, because if we truly could grasp this concept, if we could truly stand in this place where we truly get this concept, just think about how much could change in your world. Yeah, and just embrace that for a moment, embrace that for a moment, embrace that for a moment, embrace that for a moment. Nice deep breath. So I want to talk about how I've really used this in my own life. But first, I would like to take a quick break here. If we could take like a 5-minute break, Nancy, and give everyone some time to assimilate some of this energy. And I will meet you back here in 5 minutes, and we will continue this discussion on how your thoughts create your reality. Thank you.
You had a dream.
So welcome back. So I want to talk about now, I really want to dive into sharing some stories here about how I have personally helped my children and myself and even my husband really change this place where we were looping in thoughts that didn't actually help us create something that we desired in our life, right? And using this to really see how you can start really shifting and changing these things in your own life. So, you know, I use that garden theory a lot because I feel like that's the one thing we can really identify with, right? We all know what a garden is. We all know how you plant things. We all know how things grow, right? And I feel like it's such a great way to really look at those thoughts that you're planting on a daily basis. Now, for me, raising three teenagers, it's kind of been one of those things where it's like we have a lot of intense thoughts sometimes going on in this house, you know? And really getting them into the place where they realize that everything they are complaining about, everything that they are worrying about, everything that they are obsessing about is something that they are continually telling the universe that they desire. Now, so for me, it's like it's been this kind of this continuous journey of, you know, when I hear them talking about something, I'm like, well, are you trying to create more of that? Or is that something that you would like to change? So when you hear yourself, when you hear yourself cycling in this place where you're maybe, you know, trudging through some trauma drama or maybe even a difficult day in your life and you're thinking about, you know, all of these things that are upsetting you or you know, contributing to you not feeling well or whatever it is, I want you to really get clear there for a moment. Is that something that you desire to continue to create for your life? Yeah, and if it's not, can you allow yourself to change it? And everything that doesn't allow that for you, all of that, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize. I know this is a hard concept because I can feel kind of a lot of the energy on here. It's like people are like, wait a second, I still don't quite understand how the thoughts and the experiences I am having are actually truly creating the way that my life is currently showing up. And so what I want you to really get here is a lot of this is just energy that is already present or is already going on way before you even had that showing up in your reality, okay? So it's potentially energy you've been marinating in for possibly most of your life. And this is one of the things, you know, with my kids, It's one of the things that I've been very diligent about is reminding them that, like, we are in a time of powerful transformation. You no longer have to be prisoner to anything that you don't like in your life, ever. Right now, we have the power to change things greater than we have ever had access to before. And the thing is you desiring to change it is step number one to actually really creating something different in your life. You know, I know it's really easy to get caught in this pattern where we can just really project a lot of hate and a lot of disdain to what's showing up in our life. And we can really just marinate in the anger and the angst of it, right? Like, I get it. I know that. I've been there. I've done it. But changing these things is really not difficult. Do you have to really become present in your life? And do you have to actively really choose it? You absolutely positively do. And that's, for me, that's where really the clearing process that I use is really fundamental, I feel like, to actually really truly changing it. Because when I feel resistance to something, when I feel like something is feeling really hard and really overwhelming for myself, I know that for me, that's a call to action. I need to look at the energy that I have around that, and I need to clear myself out from that. Yeah, and give yourself more space there. And everything that doesn't allow you to start really processing things that way, everything that doesn't allow you access to that type of change, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. We are in such a great time to be alive, such a great time to really rise up and realize that our thoughts are creating our reality. The things that we are fighting against, we are giving energy to. Just want to say that again. The things that we are fighting against, the things that we hate about this world, are exactly the things that we are watering. Those are exactly the things that we are giving energy to. Those are exactly the things we are creating space for. And everything, all of that is, all of that, 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 all of that. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? Vaporize, 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 vaporize. You know, it's interesting. I had this thought the other day. I was listening to some of my recordings, and I was hearing Kiwi in the background of them, like she's chirping right now, and it kind of made me giggle because I remember there was a time, probably about, I don't even know, 5, 6, 7 years ago, that I used to listen to this facilitator, and she had a bird, and there was always kind of this bird noise in the background, and I loved it. I loved the way that the sound of the birds. And so for a while, and this was, I don't even know, maybe a little bit longer, maybe 7 years ago, I can't really remember, but for a while there, when I was doing my recordings and things, I think probably when I first started out, when I really first started doing this stuff live, probably 5, 6 years ago, I used to play bird noises in the background just to kind of have that. And then it kind of made me laugh because now I don't know that I even have a recording that doesn't have bird noises in it. And again, it was like, that was something I planted in my garden. Right? That was something I chose years ago. And that's how the universe works. You know, sometimes things don't show up right away. Sometimes things take a little while to manifest. But when we have enough energy on something and we put that energy into whatever it is that we're doing, good, bad, right, wrong, whatever it is, that energy actually starts that plantation in your garden, right? And it starts the universe in motion to actually creating it for you. Yeah, so everything that doesn't allow you to see that, be that, feel that, perceive that, everything, all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. And just let all that go. Give yourself more space, more space, more space, more space, more space, more space, more space. Nice deep breath. So I was talking about with my children, with my teenagers, you know, I have pretty much daily conversations. We talk about the things that that work for their lives, the things that they enjoy, the things that they want to create, right? That's very important for me. That's very important to continue to kind of nurture and water those energies that I desire to create in my life. I'm currently working on lots of business expansions, lots of things going on in my business. And so for me, I want to continue to plan exactly the outcome that I desire in my life, right? I don't want to be frustrated with the process, because what happens when I get frustrated with the process, right? I'm planting frustration in my garden about my business, and then I feel overwhelmed and I feel frustrated about my business. Right? So I want to go to that space continuously where I am feeling expansive, where I am feeling like I'm moving in the direction of my dreams. I want to feel like I am continuously telling the universe what I desire to create. And that's where the shift is. That's where the huge shift is when you look at how your thoughts create your reality, is looking at every single day those thoughts that you're having, the energies that you are creating. If something is showing up and it frustrates you and it happens all the time, that's a call to action. That's where you want to look at. Where is everywhere I have identified with this? Where is everywhere I've decided this is real and true for me? Where is everywhere, again, even if you want to use the garden theory, right? Where is everywhere I have this planted in my garden? And really looking at everything all of that is. And really actively choosing to clear that out of there. Yeah, and everything that doesn't allow that for you. All of that, 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 all of that. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. You are an infinite being with infinite choice. And the thing is you get to decide. This is your universe. This is your garden. You get to decide what's planted in it. If you don't like the things that are showing up in your life, if you don't like the way that you feel on a daily basis, if you don't want to continue to create something that is showing up over and over and over for you, you have the power to change it. Yeah, and more space, more space, more space, more space, more space, more space. And everything that doesn't allow that for you, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. There is nothing that is showing up in your life right now that is beyond your control. This is your garden. This is what you have planted. If you no longer desire to function in a place where that stuff is real and true for you, you have the power to create something different. And everything that doesn't allow that for you, all of that, 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 everything, all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. And just let all that vortex all the way out and all the way out and all the way out and all the way out. Your point of view creates your reality. Your reality does not create your point of view. So what is something right now that you desire to change in your life that we can just shift with ease? What is that? Take that one thing. Let's put it all out there. And everything all of that is, and everything that contributes to that, and everything that continues to create that for you. Yeah, all of that, 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 all of that. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. You know, one of my suggestions to people often is write down the things that the viewpoints that you have about something that you don't like. So take something that's going on in your life, whether it's your money situation or your job situation, or maybe it's your marriage situation, or maybe it's your lack of relationship situation, right? And what you want to do is you want to write down what is everything that that means to you. What is everything you've decided about it? What is everything that that you think about when you feel into it? Like, right, when you think about it, what is all of the thoughts that you have in and around that? Because those are the thoughts that are contributing to it showing up the way it does. Now, what's interesting about that is, and I just started the relationship series, like I said, right? So one of the things we're doing in the relationship series is we're writing down all of those thoughts. And we're really looking at, hey, what does relationship mean to me? What does being loved mean to me? What does having someone support me mean to me, right? I'm trying to think of some of the other things we were looking at. You know, what does having someone have my back mean to me? And if you think about that, and the first place that your mind goes is, oh, you don't deserve that. Oh, you're not worthy of that. Oh, you can't have that. Just think about that for a moment. That is exactly what you are telling the universe. If when you look at, I'm going to use what relationship means, and the first thought that your mind goes to is, you don't deserve it. Yeah, everything, all of that is, and all of that, 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 all of that. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes, and can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. You know, much of those thoughts, much of those ideas, much of those viewpoints are stored in our unconsciousness, right? Maybe we want a new car, but deep down when we think about having a new car and when we write down, I'm going to have a new car, the first thought we go to is, you're never going to have a new car. What point of view do you have planted there? Right? You have that point of view that you're never going to have a new car. So is the universe ever going to be able to deliver you a new car if you are operating in the belief system that you're never going to have it? That's what you have to change. Everything, all of that is. And all of that, 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 all of that. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. I've been really looking at a lot of what other facilitators do in this world as far as helping people, you know, think positive or go beyond or, you know, get out of those toxic viewpoints. And it's really surprising to me how a majority of them really don't have a process in which they take people from those negative toxic thoughts to really truly being the creator, the master of your reality. And I think that that's what makes a lot of, you know, I know there's a lot of people doing a lot of different things in consciousness work. And there's a lot of people that have a lot of different processes, right? I don't have the only process, and I didn't even actually develop the vaporizing. I actually got that from a facilitator that I took classes from, years ago. And I just love it so much because I feel like it's such a complete process of really moving that fog, you know. So I've been looking at what a lot of people do, and you know, a lot of people really want you to think positive, right? And they really want you to start really changing your thoughts and changing your mind, but they don't give you a way to do this. And my suggestion to people always is find a way. Find something that works for you. If what I'm doing works for you, the vaporizing, great, use it. But if it doesn't work for you and it doesn't actually help you create a real change in your life, find something that does, whether it's visualization, whether it's, you know, whatever it is, find a process that really helps you change the energy around the situation that you're in that you want to change. Because if you can really start standing in that place where you get that you are truly the creator of your reality and that, you know, you really do have the power to change anything because you do. You have the power to change anything that's going on in your life, any situation that you don't like, any situation that's causing you pain. You have to first look at, hey, where are my thoughts with this? And every time I think about this, what am I telling the universe? How much of this am I, you know, if you're spending all day worrying about your money situation, you're never going to change your money situation ever. Because all you have planted all over your energy, space, and consciousness is the energy of worrying about money. So the universe is like, hey, this lady really wants to worry about her money situation. I mean, look at this garden. It's just full of money worry. Right? So the universe responds with continuously giving you a reason and justification to worry about your money situation. I don't care what you have going on in your life right now. I don't care what situation it is. If you truly are committed to changing that situation, if you're really ready for that to show up differently, your desire to have that, choose that, want that, bring that in, will actively start creating a new reality for yourself. You have to look at what thoughts am I continually projecting out on a daily basis about this situation? What are my viewpoints? What am I telling the universe? And then you have to go to the space where you can look at it and you can change it. Everything that doesn't allow that for you, all of that, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize. Yeah, and just let that vortex all the way through and all the way through and all the way through. I think one of the things that is one of those things I've even really been looking at lately of really changing for myself is getting that anything is changeable. Anything is changeable. And that you are a powerful creator and it's your universe and you get to decide. And it doesn't have to be difficult in any way, shape, or form. Somewhere I see it. I believe that in my heart. I know that because I've changed so much in my life and I see other people have changed so much in their life. But somewhere there's still this viewpoint that lingers that people don't want change. So where's everywhere and anywhere that you are identifying with that idea that people don't want change and that change has to be easy and change has to be difficult and everything, all of that is, and all of that, 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 Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. You know, I have people who like make these massive changes in their life, and they shift and change things, and their life starts going in a completely different direction. And I'm sharing this because I feel like it's like, it's almost like people don't believe that it can be that easy, that people don't believe that you literally have the power to choose anything in your life. And for myself, it's like, I've been really looking at that and really realizing that even believing that people don't believe it is not actually helping me create my business, right? Because if I'm standing in the viewpoint that people can't believe that, then it's going to be really hard for people to actually receive me. So together with me, can we all just clear out that viewpoint that people believe that change is hard and that people don't really want to put the work in to actually change? I know we can't change this for everyone, but I would like to change this for myself. Everything, all of that is. And all of that, 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 all of that. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. Awesome. So I'm working on a ton of things. I feel like I have been working on a ton of things for a while now, but I feel like everything's starting to finally wind down, and I'm putting the finishing touches on all kinds of things I have working on. I have like 15 projects that are going on right now within Expand Your Reality, and I would love to have you join me in something that's going on right now. If you enjoy my show, if you like the way that these clearings are working for your life, if you are finding relief, please reach out to me. You can join my Facebook group, Expand Your Reality, on Facebook. You can also online www.jamie-bates.com. You don't know how much your feedback really fuels me, really helps me. You know, sometimes I get into that place where I'm like, why am I even doing this? No one even cares. People feel like change is hard, you know, and like, again, like I realize that that's a viewpoint that's actually not helping me create more. So I am actively working to shift that. I would love to be surrounded by people who are happy and thankful and grateful for the change that I am offering, and would love to continue to kind of rally around and support each other. I would love to have a huge thriving community, and I'm putting that out there because I would love for you to be part of that. So if this sounds like something you would like to be part of, please join my Facebook group. Please send me a message on my website. Let me know that what I'm doing is helping you. And let's change the viewpoint of this world. Let's let people see how very easy change can be. And let's really stand in the viewpoint that changing is easy and life comes to me with ease. Let's really get it out there and really start having our thought create our reality in a way where it's trickling through and creating exactly what we desire. So thank you so much for listening to me today. And I am sending you huge contributions to have exactly what you desire in your life. Thank you so much. And I will talk to you next week. Have a great day. Bye.
You have been listening to Expand Your Reality with your host, Jamie Bates. Thank you for listening.